From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting live. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for Thursday's terrorist attack in Barcelona, Spain. A driver sped a van along a crowded sidewalk, killing 13 people and injuring more than 100. Catalonia police say two people are in custody, one from Morocco and the other from a Spanish enclave that shares a border with Morocco on the northern coast of Africa. But the van driver is apparently still on the loose, and it is unclear exactly how the two in custody are connected with the attack. The American Vice President Mike Pence spoke about the attack on Thursday.
Whatever inspired today's terror attack, the United States stands ready to assist the people of Spain and find and punish those responsible.
Police are also saying that Thursday's attack is tied to a blast in a house in Catalonia the day before, killing one person. Police believe those in the house were building an explosive device that went off, leading to speculation that a larger terror plot may have been in the works. What is known is that witnesses say the driver deliberately drove into a pedestrian area that runs down the center of Las Ramblas, a street in Barcelona with shops and cafes that is popular with locals and tourists. They say the van was driving at a high speed and swerved from side to side, leaving a trail of blood and bodies with twisted, broken legs. Some witnesses say they saw two armed men jump out and disappear into a restaurant. Police arrived almost instantly and immediately shut down the area. Catalonian police say the driver was trying to kill as many people as possible. You're listening to news from the Voice of America. The top American general, Joe Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says the Trump administration is, quote, very close to a long-term policy commitment to Afghanistan that will address a call by the Afghanistan ground commander, General John Nicholson, for more international troops to end the stalemate between Afghan forces and the Taliban. The comments from General Dunford come a day after an American soldier was killed and other American and Afghan troops were injured during a military operation against Islamic State militants in eastern Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. President Trump heads to Camp David Friday to discuss a new strategy on the war in Afghanistan with his national security team. Workers carried coffins off trucks in Sierra Leone Thursday. They buried at least 300 victims of devastating floods. More than 100 are children. Fears are growing that more mudslides will happen. The United States and Sweden are calling for the United Nations to follow up inconclusive investigations into the murder of two UN experts in Congo. And the 1 millionth South Sudanese refugee entered Uganda this week. More from correspondent Jason Patinkin.
The Ugandan official asks intimate questions to each family member in front of the whole group. Those he accuses of lying are pulled aside. Ia is one of them. Desperate after escaping war only days ago, she insists she is a real refugee.
This is my first time to come for registration, but they refused to register me. They said I am a Ugandan, but I am not a Ugandan. I am a South Sudanese.
Hours go by. Eventually, the official allows her to move to the next stage. All evidence points to her being a legitimate refugee. At Emugo Camp, each family receives a small plot of land to construct a small shelter. A civil servant who fled the South Sudanese town of Yei, Kamis Kony, has received his plot, but has yet to start building. He says he has lots of time.
I may stay maybe for 5 years, because the nature of the situation in my country, there's no stability, the way I see. I don't have hope, really, if South Sudan will have peace at the moment.
For him and a million others, a new life as a refugee in Uganda is only beginning. Jason Patinkin for VOA News, Mvepi, Uganda.
You can find more on these and other stories developing and late breaking from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from the VOA World News Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.